What about a sexually indiscreet male? That's a toughie, isn't it?
Yeah, because they all are. I mean, I have been,
yeah.
And I all my friends have been.
Yeah.
Males just don't, most males just aren't very discreet about it anyway. I mean, they generally want to brag about it.
Yeah.
So I really don't have a name for a sexually indiscreet male.
What about females?
Well, I guess that's a different story. Hot mama. Now there's a difference between you have frigid women, and then you have on the one end of the continuum, and then you have a hot mama, and then in the middle you have a lukewarm Lizzie, as it were, and I really can't. That's about all I can come up with that I've heard or used.
Would you say slut?
No, now see, to me a slut is the same thing as a whore.
What about a promiscuous?
Yeah, promiscuous. Yeah, And you would call a sexually indiscreet male, I guess you'd call him promiscuous too. Yeah, promiscuous.
What about stud?
Why didn't I think of that? I knew better than that. Sure, a stud.
For what?
But see, now what? Now see, stud has...
Is that overactive or...
Overactive.
Or
overactive. Yeah. See, neither. Neither one. Because stud for me implies or connotes, denotes a man who is... is rather proud of his sexual exploits and makes them public and is probably not quite as hot of stuff as he thinks he probably is. That's a stud to me. I mean, stud is a derogatory term, definitely. I mean, for me, I think it's probably, you know, they say, well, he's a real stud.
What if you heard it from a woman?
Like talking about a man? I think that might be, there are shades of sarcasm in everything. And it might be praise or awe. And it might be downright irony. It could be either.
What about cocksmen?
Now a cocksman, now that's a different story from a stud. A cocksman is a man who is successful with women and who is more or less discreet about it. He does not call himself a stud or a cocksman. He lets other people do it for him because they have learned of his exploits not from him but from others. That's the way I see the difference there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. See, I would a stud would call himself a stud, but a cocksman would never call himself a cocksman.
Okay. What about terms for an ugly boy or man?
Just ugly. There are things like been run over with track shoes and that kind of stuff. But that's
no
real descriptive.
No substantive. So.
No, nothing really. Now let me think for just a second. Ugly male. A dork. A dork.
Not a nerd.
No, now a nerd is not so much as looks as just general